I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Hey, this is Michael Stample, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello. Come let me tell you about his love. Run, come, run, come. What you know?
Yeah.
What me say? This love are the real love. To God in our way, aren't we just a bring love? Everywhere, oh, where we go. God, I give it. I'm just a give it.
Yeah.
Oh, me love.
A smile on my face. Ooh, though I don't deserve to be here, you let me be. Now I'm living free. Lord, you make me so happy. Oh, oh.
Perfect liberty. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me.
L-O-V-E-S-M-E.
Take the limits off, hey. Giving me a new heart. From your love me can't run. In abundance it a come. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me.
L-O-V-E-S-M-E.
He loves me.
He loves me.
loves you.
All right, hey everybody, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I have a very special guest with me, none other than Chevelle Franklin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Fred. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, it is a real thrill and pleasure. So before we get too far into the interview, I'm going to just share how I know you, okay? And I probably know you the same way a lot of other people know you. And it's that very infectious hook from the Shabba Ranks smash, the international smash, Mr. Lover Man, Mr. Lover Man, Shabba. All right, okay.
Oh,
I got
Lord.
It. Out. I got it out of my system. Okay.
Yeah, man, no problem.
So yeah, you're far removed from that, and you're recording gospel music. You know, music for the kingdom, inspirational music. So just detail your journey from that record to where you are now.
You know what? I have always had the call of God on my life. Mm-hmm. I was just not ready. And God, through his faithfulness, was just tolerating me and my foolishness. Wow. He was just giving me time, you know. So, he would, even in the midst of the dance hall, wherever I was, he would show up and he would speak to me and let me know that he loved me. And, you know, and it was so important because, church as a young girl, and I remember, every now and then when I would visit the church people would frown on me. So, because I was in dance hall. So just to hear God would come to me every now and then and he would just let me know how much he loves me. It meant a lot. So I couldn't run away from God, even though I tried to. The call is attached to you. Even if you make the worst decision, the call is attached to you. So every turn you turn, you will see it. So, so while, as I was saying, just going through all those music and hooking up with doing songs with every iconic dancehall or reggae Jamaican artist, I would hear God constantly. So, but I kept saying, God, not today, tomorrow, soon come, I soon do it. Not now. Let me just make some money. This was my conversation with God. Let me just make some money and come to you, because I know this was what I thought. I said, if I come to church, I would die of hunger. Mm. That was my conversation. I know that they're going to use me, and I know that. So God, just let me make some money and then come. And but the urgency and the call of God was so strong that it was in the middle of me going into that next level that I was doing a stage show in Jamaica. Anybody was on that show, from being a man to Shaggy to Sean Paul to everybody. It was like the biggest reggae show in Jamaica. And I remember that year I had the Song of the Year and all of that. The song charted. It was a song with Beanie Man called Dancehall Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they were looking forward to hearing, the crowd was looking forward for me to sing this song. And while I was making my way, the MC was calling me, and I was making my way, something shifted in my spirit. And I said, oh my God, what is this? Eventually, it dawned on me that it was God who invaded my space. And I went out, took the mic, and I went out and I told them, you know, as of tonight, I'll be serving God. The band was shocked because everybody was ready for me to go out and sing what we've rehearsed. Mm-hmm. The singers were ready, the dancers were ready, everybody. But then God invaded my space, and that night I told them that I'd be singing a different song. So I introduced to them a song called Silver and Gold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Because even when I was traveling and going to all these places trying to promote myself and to promote the devil's work, I was always so mindful that I wanted to get my life right with God. Mm-hmm. I did not want the trumpet to blow, and I was not ready. Because I know that hell was not made for man. So I was very, very keen on that. You know, there were times when God would speak to me. I remember doing a show at the Apollo Theater. And there was this woman that was singing at the time. She had her daughter. I think the little girl was about 6 or 9 years old. And they went out singing. It was Steve Harvey that was emceeing the show. Myself and Beanie Man was there to promote the song Dancehall Queen. But there was this woman who went on stage called Karen Clark, mm-hmm. who went on stage before us. And she ripped it with a song called, she was singing about the safest place to be is in the will of God. Yeah. Though trials be great and the way it's in, and the way it seems hard, it's in the will of God. And I was like, oh my God. I was just like saying, oh my God, Lord. And I remember saying, whispering to God behind those curtains while I was watching them. And I said, God, use me like that one day. You know, mm-hmm. little did I know, weeks later, I was going to be declaring him on a platform that nobody expected, including myself. So God is a mega surpriser. Yeah. He draws card, and when he draws card, nobody can override that card. Whatever he says he's going to do, nobody can override him or expel him. he just comes in and bulldozes down everything. And he had his way, you know? So yes. Here I am today by his grace.
Wow, that is a wonderful testimony. And listening to that, I wish I had more time to just kind of pause and take it in, because that is such a powerful testimony. And I love how you say God invaded your space. You know, we say, you know, well, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He is, you know, but when time is up, like you say, he pulls your card.
That's right.
It's time to.
And I want. That's right.
No, go ahead.
No, he will. No protocols have to bow to him.
Yeah.
Because when he visited me that night, backstage with all those girls being, you know, very, you know, dressed exaggerated. I mean, the way all they were dressed. Yes.
Yeah.
X-ratedly dressed. Remember, this is a dancehall event.
Yeah.
Move through. And I remember when I was singing that song, you know, the power of God was so heavy in that place that I saw those girls, just the conviction that was going on while I was singing the song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. God was moving even at that initial point of me saying yes to him. So he will come in and he will override man's strategy. He will come in and he will break up every man's dolly out, because heaven and earth has to bow to God's agenda. There is nobody that can go around what he purposed to make happen. No, nothing or no one, even the demons in the earth, have to accommodate God's purpose. When the set time, when God is ready to do something, even them have to bow to it. Whatever they have to do to accommodate this thing to manifest, hey, as much as they will fight it, they will have to accommodate it at the same time.
I know that's right. I love that so much. Y'all, I'm talking with Belle Franklin. She's got a powerful testimony, far removed from how I met her on the Smash with Shabba Ranks. She's a powerful minister. You hear this testimony, talking good preaching too. And she says, you said something that I want to touch in scripture when in Job 42 and 2, when he says, I know that you, God, no plan of yours can be thwarted. It can't be blocked. It can't be stopped. I was listening. I was listening to your single earlier, I Prevail. And as you're talking about the plan of God prevailing in your life, in this song, you're talking about we prevail through him. So tell me a little more about this single and the South Wind album recorded in South Africa.
You know, this song, I Prevail, is such a song. It's a powerful declaration. And God permitted it at such a time as this, because the truth is, when I recorded it in South Africa, it was meant to come out at the end of the year. It was not meant to be a single. But, you know, the Lord impressed on our hearts to put it out now. At the time when I recorded it, my sister was on my mind. But God, even though I was just seeing my sister, God was seeing a generation. You know, while I was seeing my sister, God was seeing a generation, because my sister was ill at the time. And I was saying, okay, I'm going to sing this song and, you know, do this song for her. So, you know, so with it coming out now at such a time as this, it has really been making an impact. It is really building the confidence of those people who's been shaken by COVID-19. It is building the confidence of those people who are filled with fear and panic and anxiety and depression. And it is saying, listen to me, this thing will not finish you. You will finish it because of who you serve. Because of the blood that he shed for us, you will prevail over this. So my mind must be intact. My mind must be intact. My mind must be renewed in Christ, that whatever try to come up against me will not prevail. I will prevail because of the blood of Jesus. And this Jesus will work for you. He will work. The blood works. The blood works. It cleanses. It heals. It delivers. And it sets free. And I am thankful to God that he would give me a song like I Prevail, and for it to be so active in the spirit, you know? Active in the spirit. It's an active song in the spirit, a powerful declaration that is so necessary for such a time as this. And I'm trusting God that as people listen to it, they will just allow God to encourage them. They will allow the Spirit of God to wash over them. They will allow the Spirit of God to have his way with them.
Amen. All right, I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us today on Soul Prosper Radio On The Record. My very special guest is none other than Chevelle Franklin. We're talking about her wonderful career and music. And we'll be back with more right after these wonderful messages. Don't you go anywhere, but tell everybody you know to tune in and enjoy the rest of the show.
One day, in the blink of an eye, life as we know it will have to transition. And in that time, it is imperative that your family can aid in the transition with a peace of mind. At Tree of Life Funeral Directors, Andrew D. Sims Kirkland, Daryl R. Davis I, and Paris E. Lowry bring together more than 50 years of combined experience to offer traditional and non-traditional burials and cremations. At Tree of Life, you'll be able to choose from wood and metal caskets, burial vaults, full-colored funeral programs, memorial baskets, cremation sculptures, and much more. We also provide pre-need and at-need services, Texas notary services, free for seniors, and accept various forms of payment. For more information, call 817-451-LIFE. That's 817-451-5433. Or visit us at treeoflifefd.com or at facebook.com/treeoflifefd, and you can even stop by at 1051 South Hanley Drive in Fort Worth, Texas. Tree of Life Funeral Directors, service of distinction and class with integrity of ages past.
Hon, have you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I've been using it.
You've been using my toothbrush?
Yes, you've got a really good one.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you've been brushing your teeth with my toothbrush?
Oh, no. I've been using it to scrub the mold off the grout in the shower floor.
What?
Well, you don't expect me to use mine, do you? That would be gross.
You are owned by God, set apart for his exclusive use. Are you? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
I am a double
I-N-N-E-R. Put your hands together.
You are a real.
I am a double
I-N-N-E-R. Put your hands together. You are a winner.
Never alone. You're with me.
Yeah.
Through right or wrong, faithfully.
You're my comforter.
I'm never too far from your reach.
I can't lose with you.
Oh,
the blood of Jesus, I prevail over sickness. I prevail, I prevail, I prevail, I prevail, oh God, I prevail.
Such a powerful moment of encouragement, you know, because that is a global crisis. This pandemic has impacted every country of the world. The numbers are different everywhere, but the concern is everywhere, you know, even the panic brought on by the pandemic.
Yeah.
I love that encouragement. I hope y'all heard that. I hope you heard that I Prevail is a song for this moment in time. And the plan of God prevailed because you all had plans. I read earlier that you only had plans to do two songs over there in South Africa, but you ended up recording the entire album.
Ooh.
Talk about that.
That's right. I had plans to do only two songs. And the truth is, the two songs that I did, it was not even planned for. The two songs that I released now was not songs that I planned to do. One of them, which is Go In Your Strength, when I got to South Africa, because I had a book with many other songs, mm-hmm. when I went to South Africa, and I remember just going in the hotel room, and the Lord and I had a conversation, and he said to me, what is all that you brought with you in the book that I had, what is all that you brought with you? I don't want it.
Mm.
And my response was, okay, Lord, whatever you want. And he said, are you ready? And I said, yes, Lord. And he said, okay, the heavens are open. And I began to write, you are my maker. You knit me in my mother's womb. You know, and the song just came within 5 minutes. It was written. And so I did not know that I was writing for such a time as this, that, you know, this song is also befitting for what we are going through. Yeah. It is encouraging people to go in the strength of God, because our own strength will fail us. Our own strength will cause us to go into depression. It will cause us to panic. But if you go in the strength of God, you will prevail. If you go in the strength of God, you will come through this. If you go in the strength of God, you will not be loose with the words you speak when you see darkness. Hey, you will not be loose with your words. You will speak fruitfulness over your life.
Yeah.
Even when you see the worst that is happening around you, you will speak from Psalms 91. You know, you will speak from Psalms 91, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. It shall not come near my dwelling, because God is with me. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I may not see it, but I know it. I know that God's word will prevail. God's plan will prevail. And because God's plan is for me to live, I shall live and not die. I will live to declare. That is going in the strength of God, you know. You're not talking what they say and the nay say.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking what God says. The plan he has for me, it is good and not of evil. So coronavirus will not finish me. The plan he has for me is life more abundantly. So I will flourish until the moon is no more. The plan God has for me is that I will be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. So I will rise and shine. So the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. So that is basically what it means to go in the strength of God. When my back is against the wall, I am bold as a lion. You understand me?
Yeah.
And I will continue to speak under the unction of the Holy Ghost, because God will finish what he started. And he's not through with me yet.
Yeah.
He's not through with us. So you will not see death. What has happened to your neighbor is not your portion.
Wow.
What has happened in Italy is not your portion.
Amen.
If somebody else wants to wipe it up and say, oh my God, oh my God, no. Oh my God will supply all my needs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, his grace is sufficient for me. You know, so God is allowing this also, you know, to remold us, to refurbish us, to rebuild us, to restore us. And then he puts us back on the platform. You understand me?
Yeah.
He puts us back. This is just what we are going through now. As difficult as it is so necessary, because we are coming out greater than how we were before.
I love that, and I agree wholeheartedly that we are indeed coming out greater than before. These are heavy words, you guys.
Amen.
You're listening, and you know, in a you know, in a typical setting, not when we have time constraints, that's one where we just say Selah, and we just stop and think about it, because that was such a heavy admonishment. We were admonished in that last piece there, and I hope y'all heard that. You know, and when you play it back and listen, you may have to play it back more than once. If that's the case, do so. Because I thank God for the people that he's raising up in this season, in this hour, to speak directly to his people, you know, to speak the word. And sometimes, you know, we need people to bring out what's written.
Amen.
You know, you go to Psalm 91 and you go to verse 1, but people don't read further in that. It's in verse 11 where he even says, the psalmist says that God gives his angel charge over us to keep us in every place.
That's right. In all my ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
God is so in love with you. Why would he allow the night to take you?
Yeah.
God is so in love with you. And whatever comes, you know, people will challenge it and say, so if he loved me, why did he allow my son to die?
Mm-hmm.
If he loved me, why did he? It is he who giveth and he would take it away.
Amen.
And if he takes away, it doesn't make him not be God.
Right.
He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your part is that your confidence must not be shaken in him. And you just walk with that. You just walk with that.
I love it. See in the scripture again, y'all, when Paul talks about not being shaken. This is the time, man. Hold on here. I love talking to you. I'm so glad I met you today.
Take courage.
That's right.
Yeah, me too. Iron sharpness, iron. Yeah.
That's right. And so, before I let you go, I got to talk to you about how we can connect with you, because if you're giving words like this just on radio interviews, I know, you know, being in touch with you, connecting with you on social media and all that stuff, I know it's such a rich experience. So tell me and everybody listening how we can connect with you. And I'm going to add these songs to my personal collection, too, by the way. So tell us how we can connect with you.
Okay, cool. I love that.
Music. Yes.
Yeah, man. My social media, Instagram, Facebook is at Chevelle Franklin. My website, www.chevellefranklin.com. And, you know, they can go to my YouTube channel, subscribe to it, listen to my music. I'll be doing 1 and 2 live on my YouTube. And they also, my new video that's out, my new single that's out, Going in Strength, which has been a blessing to so many people, and I Prevail also has been a blessing. They can go to my YouTube channel and just check it out. And the songs are available on all digital platforms all over the world. Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to do this. I got 2 things from you. I want you to say hello to everybody listening on the station. But before I do that, I'm going to give you this last word, because people may have been listening and it may not have resonated in their spirit what they're saying. So I'm going to let you talk to them directly about this pandemic. I want you to minister to them, and then we're going to end the interview. But to anybody listening who still doesn't have a grasp, it's not settled in your spirit yet, I'm going to let Chevelle Franklin speak to you as we close out this interview.
Yes, from the book Psalms 125, verse 1 and 2, it says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. There is something that you activate when you trust in God. You become like Mount Zion. You become unshakable. You become unmovable. So right now, position yourself. Change your posture. Change how you're speaking over your life. Change how you view things, you know. Don't just be careless with your words. The Bible says, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and you will eat the fruit of it. What have you been speaking in your house? What have you been speaking? Don't allow what you see to cause you to speak as the enemy desire and as the enemy wants you to do. Speak the word. Right now in this season, I want you to lean not on your own understanding, but trust God. He has not forsaken you. He has not left you. He has not abandoned you. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Yes, there's a lot that is happening, but the Bible also says, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord has surrounded you. Listen to me. No matter what is going on, rest assured, God is with you. You may be feeling like, you know, you're on this boat in the middle of the ocean and it's you alone. He is with you. Take courage. Take confidence. Take strength. Confess his promises over your life. And always be hopeful. Be still and know that he is God. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And guess what? You may not see it, but God wants you to know it. He wants you to know that I'm holding you, I am carrying you, and I love you, and I will never abandon you. This thing that we're going through is hard, it's painful, but there's a glory coming after. There's a glory coming after. I think it's Isaiah 60 verse 2 says, though the darkness cover it, the Lord shall arise over you. Though the deep darkness covers the people, the Lord shall arise over you. And I see God rising over you even now, because you're here in this moment. You're here in soundness of mind. You're able to go to the bathroom. You're able to lift your legs. You're able to look up. God will take care of you. The same one who takes care of the birds and the bees, he will take care of you. Let not your heart be troubled. Go in the strength of God.
I love it. Woo. Thank you so much for speaking to us today and for your time today. I, for one, have been encouraged. I don't know how your other interviews have been, but this time right here has been a salve for me. Amen. And I know it will be for the listeners. Amen. As well.
We will go in your strength. In your strength, we will go. Hey, this is Chevelle Franklin from Kingston, Jamaica, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here.
You are my main. You knit me in my mother's womb. You are my helper. When I call, I know you won't chase me away. You are my keeper. Through it all, I know that I will prevail. You are my.
Destroy. We will go in your. man. It's for real.
SP Radio.